So, getting yourself comfortable, and if you need extra blankets, getting yourself warm. Just being comfortable. Becoming aware of the breath and how the breath is affecting the whole body. As if you're standing outside yourself looking, how is the whole breath affecting the whole body with each in-breath and out-breath? Each in-breath and out-breath. Without altering the rhythm of the breath, simply notice that on each out-breath, all the tension flows from the body on each out-breath. And as the tension flows from the body on the out-breath, even your scalp is relaxed. Your facial muscles soft. Your brow smooth. The area around the eyes and between the eyes, very spacious. There is a loosening and a relaxing of the jaw muscles. Your shoulders are dropped now to a far more relaxed position. How soft your abdomen is, and how it moves in response to each in-breath and out-breath. Each in-breath and out-breath. Keeping the natural rhythm of the body and the relaxed nature of the body. Begin to notice that on each in-breath, your mind is becoming less cloudy. On each in-breath, your mind becoming bright and sharp. I'd like you to consider, fabricate, that you're in a particular area, perhaps at home, perhaps in a hospital, and you know you're dying. There's no question of it now. Perhaps you've been ill for a long time and gradually deteriorating. So imagine your condition, fabricate the space around you. Perhaps there are people in the room, relatives, friends. They're speaking in hushed voices now. But you can still hear the odd noises outside your door. And you say to yourself, this is it. No more practice. This is the real thing. There's no coming back from this. I am definitely dying, and soon. And your form aggregate, the dense parts of your body, they're beginning to deteriorate. And the type of consciousness that's related to the form aggregate can't sustain itself any longer. That part of the consciousness that's sustained by the form aggregate can no longer function. How do you know that? Because you're beginning to feel very heavy. Almost leaden. There's a feeling of being buried under some form of weight, some form of heavy weight. You're really weighed down. This heaviness, this weight, feeling buried, is a sure sign of the form aggregate and the consciousness attached, no longer sustaining itself. And you think, where has my strength gone? I have no strength. I can feel my arms and legs, but they feel so thin, so loose. And this sense of sinking is continuing. I can't open or close my eyes. People looking at me will see a real reduction in vitality. There is no luster now to my skin. All my colour has faded. And if my eyes happen to be open, because I no longer have the power to close them, the sight is dark, unclear. And so this earth element is reducing in power. And now the water element becomes briefly quite active. And I have a clear vision, mental vision of a mirage type appearance. Silver blue shimmering mirage. And I know that this is the internal vision that comes with the loss of the form aggregate and the earth element. This sinking feeling, will it never stop? But now the feeling aggregate begins to lose its power and can't sustain the consciousness attached to it. The water element is beginning to dissolve. Now I have no feeling of pleasure or pain or indifference. This type of concept no longer exists for me. Now I can't hear anything. The murmuring of the voices I heard before, the sounds outside, I can't hear a thing. And even the internal humming that has accompanied us and me all my life, that's gone. And my whole body is totally inert. My mouth and my tongue and my throat are very dry. I have no saliva. All my fluids are drying up now. There's scum on my teeth. And because the water element has reduced and dissolved into the fire element, this fire element briefly flares up, giving me a vision. And the vision is like puffs of smoke, thin puffs of smoke, billowing up. This vision is a clear indication of the loss of the feeling aggregate and the water element. And now the discrimination aggregate begins to lose its power and can't sustain its consciousness. And the fire element dissolves. How do I know it? I know I'm at this stage because I can no longer smell. My sense of smell has gone totally. I can't pay attention to anyone. There are people in this room, but I don't remember any of their names, none of them. And now my breathing is more difficult. My inhalations are quite short, but my out-breath is quite long. There is a rattling in my throat and gasping sounds. And because the water element has dissolved, the fire element has dissolved into the wind element, the vision it brings to my mind is like sparks of fire from a bonfire, just sparks, like fireflies. Clear indication of this stage. And now the compositional factors and the aggregate and the consciousness attached to that begins to lose its power. The wind element is dissolving. How do I know? I can't even move my tongue now. It's become thick. My tongue is short. And if anyone was looking at my mouth that was open, they would see the root is quite bluish. No sense of taste now. No experience of touch. I can feel nothing. And my external breath has completely stopped. To those in the room, I'm dead. But still, the subtle breath within the subtle body continues. And when the wind element dissolves into and the consciousness loses its hold, the mental vision that comes to me very clearly is of a candlelight flame, small candlelight flame, quite dimly coloured, a kind of red-blue colour. And it appears to my mind to be flickering, flickering, and then gently becoming a steady flame. At this stage, my five sense minds are no more. there is no more gross mind. What is left is luminous, knowing nature of the mind. And this mind also has gross and subtle and very subtle levels. And it's not ended yet. This luminous mind is becoming clearer. The 8 gross conceptual thoughts like fear and anger and jealousy, joy, doubt, generosity, all of these reduce. They have no purchase. And they disappear. And when this happens, it allows the 3 subtle levels of consciousness now to manifest. The winds in the right and left channel from the heart area rise and enter the crown at the central channel, the top of the head. This loosens the channel knots there, and the white drop of the Father begins to move down the central channel to the top of the 6-fold knot of the right and left channel at the heart. And when this happens, the vision that appears to my mind is what's called the mind of white appearance. Luminous, open, unobstructed, like an autumn sky suffused by white light and nothing else. The vision begins to change. And now the mind of red appearance, red increase arises. And now the winds of the right and left channel start to move down from the heart and enter the central channel through the base of the spine or the sex organ, loosening the knots that are there. And now the red drop of the mother that has always lived there moves up the central channel to just below the knot at the heart. And the mind of red increase is vivid, red, orange, and nothing else. And this vision now dissolves into the mind of black near attainment. There is a strong awareness of black, and then unconsciousness. You're aware of nothing. though you're not aware. The winds are for the rising and the winds that are falling are gathering now at the heart. They're loosening the sixfold knot at the heart chakra. And the white drop continues its journey downwards. And the red drop continues its journey upwards. And they both enter what's called the indestructible drop. But you just think that the winds are gathering now at the heart. And when they all meet, this vivid black appearance and unconsciousness. From this mind of black near attainment, this unconsciousness, the mind becomes more and more subtle until the subtlest wind arises and the unconsciousness clears. And now this is the mind of clear light and it manifests. This is the final death vision. Very clear, light sky of autumn, like an autumn dawn, completely empty. This is the fundamental, innate mind of clear lights. And this is where the yogi will harness his resources and his practice, and he will try to stay there for as long as possible because the mind is at its most subtle level now. Meditating on emptiness. People in the room may see a trickle of red blood from your nose. Some white fluid coming from the sex organ. Not always, but often. At your heart, there is an indestructible drop. It splits. And it measures up with and conjoins with the extreme subtle wind. And when this happens, the mind leaves the body. So I've left my body now. But my mind retains the habit of attachment to self. And so fear can arise. The fear of becoming non-existent. And this creates a craving for a body. And I'm reborn into the bardo. As I'm reborn into the bardo, the process I've just gone through in the 8 stages occurs again, but in reverse order. Clear light. Vivid black near attainment. Red increase. Vivid white. Candle flame. The fire sparks. The puff of smoke. And the mirage. And very suddenly, the bardo body, often a future body, becomes part of me. My body now looks like a 5 or 6 year old. And it's like a dream body, it's indestructible, has no resistance. And for some time, I'm aware of having psychic powers, able to travel to where I wish to go, reading thoughts. But the grasping after a new body is very strong. And it's said that a vision of my father and mother making love, I'm drawn to that. I enter the crown of my father's head into his central channel. Travel down to the sex organ. And at climax, I enter with the sperm into the womb of the mother. And so it begins again. Thank you.